The state has released a new report on sulfalane contamination in North Pole. Historic spills of the industrial solvent at a local oil refinery contaminated groundwater in a large area, and 285 private wells have tested positive for the chemical. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the latest information from the state confirms earlier safety precautions.
Most property owners whose wells have been contaminated by sulfalane have been set up with alternative drinking water sources. Refinery owner Flint Hills has provided home treatment systems, bulk water storage tanks, and bottled water. Alaska Department of Health sulfalane report author Nim Ha says it supports continuation of a recommendation not to ingest tainted well water.
In terms of using impacted well water for any consumption purposes, you know, drinking or making foods where the water is consumed, like beverages or soups, we do recommend that impacted residents continue to use their alternative water supply.
Ha says sulfalane contaminated water also should not be used to water fruit and vegetable gardens, but the study shows the tainted water is safe for many other non-ingestive uses.
Bathing, washing clothes and dishes, rinsing foods, and making foods where the water is discarded, for example, boiling eggs.
The sulfalane contamination of groundwater was detected during routine tests of monitoring wells in 2009, more than a decade after the suspected source of the pollution, spills at the North Pole refinery, occurred. The discovery led to additional testing of off-site wells, and more low-level contamination turned up. There's concern that some people may have been drinking tainted well water for many years, but Ha says a review of North Pole area disease data from 1997 to 2007 reveals no likely impacts.
We looked at data in the state's cancer registry and birth defects registry, and we did not find an increase in either overall cancer rates or birth defects rates in the North Pole community compared to the rest of the state.
Ha cautions that the North Pole area's small population makes it difficult to come up with statistically significant data. The toxicity findings in the state report are based on a few existing sulfalane studies, and Ha says those investigations are of limited scope.
The main challenge has been that there are no long-term studies in either animals or people that have looked at the health impacts of low-level exposure to sulfalane in drinking water.
Ha says the longest study looked at guinea pigs that ingested sulfalane over a six-month period. She says the animals suffered subtle liver and spleen effects. She says sulfalane is not a known carcinogen, but additional study is needed. The state is waiting to hear back from the National Toxicology Program on a proposed chronic sulfalane exposure study. Meanwhile, Department of Environmental Conservation Project Manager Ann Ferris says the state is working with refinery owner Flint Hills to clean up groundwater around the original point source spills.
The contaminated water is being pumped out of the ground and run through a series of treatments.
Ferris says a plan is in the works to treat the off-refinery 2-mile by 3-mile affected area, where private wells have come up positive for sulfalane contamination. She says remediation options are being tested for the larger area.
One option that looks viable and is being tested is air sparging, which consists of injecting oxygen into the subsurface, down into the groundwater, and that accelerates degradation, breakdown of the sulfalane.
Ferris says testing will continue and a final treatability study will be completed by the end of the year. She says full-scale remediation is a year to a year and a half out. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.